This is an East Coast Radio podcast.
We're having a conversation about something that I don't even think people really know what it is. I think that might be the first
they
problem,
don't know,
right?
Yes,
so PCOS? PCOS, maybe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does it actually stand for?
Well, it stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome. It stands for a syndrome and a condition that a lot of women are suffering from, and 70% of them don't know that they do.
Because here's what's so interesting, right? So this conversation came up very organically. Lala and I were having a conversation outside of somewhere.
Yes.
And I think she said, "How have you been?" And I said, "I haven't been too well physically." And fast forward a month or two later, she sends me a message on Twitter and goes, "Can we have a conversation?" So it turns out that we misunderstood each other. So the initial thought was you thought that I had PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I had something else.
Right.
Because much like with all these syndromes, going back to what you just said, so many people just have no idea that they have them. Mm-hmm. So you're going to the gynae every year. You get your pap smear. You get your results back. You're like, "I'm in the clear. Good. I can rock and roll." So can we just talk about how you ended up even knowing what PCOS is?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why PCOS is undiagnosed in so many women is because it actually, all the symptoms masquerade themselves as just regular PMS.
Mm.
Up until it gets so bad, you go, "Oh my goodness, I need to see somebody." But by that time, your body's screaming for help. And in many cases, it's too late. Women are then diabetic. They then have cardiovascular disease. They then have fatty liver disease. They then can't fall pregnant or having miscarriages or premature birth. Or, you know, there's all these other different serious and chronic illnesses that you can actually develop because you don't treat your PCOS. Now, a lot of women actually have been living with PCOS since their teens, since puberty, and I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I had it. I had the regular, "I've got some acne. Okay, my weight fluctuates. Mm. I'm moody." I mean, right? When you're a young teenager.
Story of my life, just on an average Wednesday,
right,
actually.
Just on rotation.
Yeah.
But I thought that was normal, and that was that. I mean, we didn't bother looking into it. My dermatologist at 16 said, "Jump on the pill, and here's some Roaccutane, mm-hmm. and you'll be sorted." Great. Mm. So I did. 6 months after my Roaccutane course had ended, my acne came back. And I was like, "Well, this is crazy." And we were on antibiotics for acne, and we tried other avenues, but my acne was persistent.
And this is all while you're a teenager.
This is while
please,
I'm a
just
teenager.
For, yeah, just to reinforce that.
Right.
So super, super young.
Mm.
Your body's still doing what it needs to do.
And right at that point, you're thinking, well, it's just busy figuring itself out.
Mm.
And, you know, my mom was also just like, "Oh, you know, this is normal. When I was a kid, I had acne, and, you know, my weight fluctuated."
Same.
Anyway, fast forward a couple of years later, I'm now in my 20s. I still have acne. My weight is still fluctuating. And, I mean, I suppose there's abdominal pain, there's back pain, there's migraines, you know, maybe a bit of foggy brain every now and again. And that's normal in my life. And of course, a lot of fatigue. But that was actually, you know, probably one of my biggest mistakes. But because we don't have this conversation, because mm-hmm. we're not speaking about PCOS, you know, we know what Kim Kardashian's bra size is,
yes.
but we don't know that, you know, we actually have issues in our body, and we're just allowing them to carry on and manifest into more severe conditions. And this is a problem. Only at the end of 2015, when things got really bad, I was really stressed out. Some of my skin was breaking out even more. I was craving weird food. I was very moody. My weight was fluctuating, and then I started putting on more and more and more weight, even though I was gymming really hard.
Mm.
And I didn't understand it, but I think the big surprise came when my hair was falling out.
Sure, yeah.
So it was falling out, and that's when I realized, okay,
something is wrong. Yeah.
But now you've got to remember, your hair is falling. When your hair falls out, it's a big cry for help. This is not just, you know, this is a small thing anymore. I was already going to the doctor way too late. So by the time I'd gone to see an endocrinologist, she said to me, "Well, you're pre-diabetic."
Gee whiz.
And here I was, you know, running 8Ks a day.
Super healthy.
Super healthy.
Looking after yourself.
Eating chia seed, what, drinking superfood shakes, you know, the things that we're told which are very good for your body.
Yeah.
But, you know, and here we are, still struggling with this. Anyway, I was very lucky. I went to go see an endocrinologist who was very experienced with this condition. And I say this because not many are.
Because this is exactly it. So if you are identifying with some of these symptoms, which seem, as you just said there, it's kind of normal. We can kind of chalk it up to PMS. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and you go, oh, well, you know, my hair hasn't started falling out yet. So clearly it's all good.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I mean, do you need to, are we as girls, mm-hmm. ladies, heading out to the gynae once a year because that's what's prescribed? Mm-hmm. Not asking the right questions? Are we not seeing the right doctors? I mean, who has the information? Because I think that the biggest issue about this, which is mind-blowing, I mean, down the line, mm-hmm. once you've had the fluctuating weight issues, mm-hmm. once you've had the bad skin and the hair is falling out, but you're not pre-diabetic or you can't carry a baby to full term because your body's like, nope. I mean, then it's already too late. Who do we need to go to?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's very important, first of all, to, just as the general public, have some information about situations like this or conditions like this because it affects so many people.
Yes.
This is not just
a rare... You said 70%.
70% of the women that are that have PCOS don't know they have PCOS.
Shocking.
And it's about, safely we can say 1 in 10, but there are many people that say, many doctors who say 1 in 7. 1 in 7 women have this condition. If there are 100 people in your building, I mean, if it is 1 in 7 or 1 in 10, that's 10 women.
Yeah.
That you know that have PCOS. And that's actually the statistic. Everyone is almost guaranteed to know somebody who has PCOS that's undiagnosed. So if you think about who you know in your family, your friends, your work colleagues.
I look around the restaurant you're sitting in, listening to this on the app. Yeah.
There you go. If you're sitting in traffic, you can look at all the ladies and go, there's somebody sitting here next to me that doesn't know that they have this. I mean, we could be, you know, having this conversation and saving a life, or at least informing somebody and helping them improve their life. Because going through all these symptoms doesn't sound like a lot. Oh, if you complain about fatigue and you're complaining about my hair falling out, you sound like a bit of a hypochondriac. But it's only the beginning of something much, yeah. much bigger. And what you're feeling internally, all of the things, the sleepless nights, the weight gain, even though you're trying everything, the hair falling out, the bad skin, and then your hair is growing in weird places, on your chest, on your back, on your face, on your neck.
It is not a good time, ladies.
It's not a good time. It is definitely not a good time. Emotionally, you're feeling overwhelmed.
But this is exactly it. And I mean, and this is why I wanted to speak to you, because first and foremost, when we had the initial conversation, when was that? Like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Even the way that we were speaking to one another was kind of like, hi, listen, I wanted to ask you. It's almost like we're afraid to have this conversation, because the truth is there is a lot of emotional stuff that is piled into things like weight gain, mm-hmm. fatigue, mm-hmm. Not looking your best, not feeling your best. And the world is pretty traumatic, like on a day-to-day basis. And it was a point that I made to you on the phone. I think being a woman in 2018 is difficult enough.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is something that can almost help you, not explain it away, but maybe give you a little bit of peace of mind, if there's a doctor you could speak to who could correctly diagnose you, mm-hmm. and you could somehow get that out of, well, at least, you know, under control,
mm-hmm.
just from a psychological and emotional standpoint, I mean, that would improve your life vastly.
Tenfold.
But, I mean, it took you and I, who are not besties, you know what I mean? It's not like we like hang out on the weekends, when we had to have what was technically an uncomfortable conversation about our personal health,
yeah.
you know, for the first time ever, in order for this to happen. So it is about having the conversation. And yeah, we can, I suppose, say things like what you just said, you know, people will go, stop complaining, you're beautiful, you're great, you'll get over it, it'll be fine. But those feelings inside and the actual physical symptoms, you don't feel beautiful and you don't feel great and you shouldn't have to suffer.
Indeed. I mean, you know, just like you were saying, to be a woman in 2018 is very difficult. But when your body is not functioning properly and it's taking extra effort to even just do the normal things.
Just to be.
I mean, to try and function in the workplace and with your family and with your friends and hold a conversation or even hold an argument when you can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago is extremely frightening. You're going, oh my goodness, my body is failing me. I can't remember certain things. If someone had a conversation with me a couple of minutes ago, I won't really remember what they've said. That's a scary, scary reality to be dealing with. And on top of that, there's so many other things that are falling out of place. And then you start losing your confidence. You start losing your self-esteem. And then you start, people make a comment. What happened? Are you okay? What's wrong? Why are you not? Are you eating something bad? You know, get yourself together, girl. You can't be looking like this. Or how have you picked up so much weight? Or people, you can see when people go, get quite a fright when they see you've expanded so much. Or, you know, you're in a lot of pain and you can't really get up properly. Or
quality of life. I mean,
completely deteriorates, and people don't understand it. So you put on this brave face, and you feel very much alone because no one's speaking about it.
Literally, literally nobody is speaking about it. So I mean, there is a question that I want to ask you because I feel like it's going to come up. Is PCOS an STD?
No, PCOS isn't an STD. PCOS is a hormone imbalance and a metabolic balance.
Okay.
And it's something that is, you know, either it's a hereditary thing, it's either passed down, and it's also environmental as well. But we've obviously, I've brought in my doctor uncle.
It's very cool, you know, like I just, it just dawned on me, I don't have a doctor uncle, but can I, I'm just going to just be adopted into
the
this
family. Because, go for it.
Okay, so Russell, welcome.
Thank you.
When Lala said to me, you know, I've got this doctor uncle, and we've been working on something, because the truth is, you can't just run to the closest sort of pharmacy and pick up a something. They're going to put you on the pill. They're going to put you on the standards. You know what I mean? To help control the symptoms. But am I correct in understanding that the two of you have come up with something that might be more helpful?
Indeed. Yes. Yes. So Lala very eloquently and very comprehensively described the two main groupings that are responsible for the symptoms that a lot of PCOS sufferers have to deal with. And the one is that the facial cosmetic issues have a lot to do with hyperandrogens, so male-based hormones on steroids gone nuts. And that also causes very high estrogens. So women with PCOS suffer from hyperestrogens, known as hyperestrogenemia or estrogen dominance. And that creates the difficulty with concentration, fluid retention, heavy periods, a lot of abdominal pain, but also cross-populates with one of the main problems with PCOS is that women cannot or have a lot of difficulty falling pregnant because the high estrogens will suppress a central mechanism in the pituitary, which is responsible for a fascinating hormone called FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, and its complementary hormone called luteinizing hormone. And these two hormones are critical for the maturation and the release of the dominant follicle, which then becomes the ovum, which is ovulation. And initially, the follicle needs good amounts of follicle-stimulating hormone. Now, when you have high estrogens, that is suppressed. So these ovules never reach completion, so they're sort of unrequited, hence the word polycystic. Lots of cysts. Actually, there aren't any cysts, but they are undeveloped follicles. And so the treatment modalities, both conventional and in our case integrative, are based on improving the hormone imbalance. And so in conventional medicine, women get put on the pill, which works well for some women who tolerate it, but is a nightmare for women who don't tolerate it.
That would be me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And me.
Yeah.
And then the other component is to use a very old but very effective drug called metformin. It's really the gold standard for insulin resistance. Remember, when we use the word insulin resistance, that is a precursor to type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
So PCOS sufferers are en route to type 2 diabetes and a whole Pandora's box of diseases that go with type 2 diabetes, which is cardiovascular disease, damage to the kidneys, damage to the brain, increased risk of strokes, high blood pressure.
Goodness
Lana
me.
Also mentioned that women who do manage to fall pregnant then have to safely get through pregnancy, but PCOS patients are more likely to have problems with their pregnancy, gestational diabetes, so they get forced into diabetes during the pregnancy, which then puts both the mum and the baby at risk. So it's a very, very difficult condition to deal with. So conventional medicine uses metformin. Now, metformin's a great drug because it sensitizes the insulin receptor, but it's a hectic drug also because a lot of people, men or women, don't do well with it. You can have quite severe gastrointestinal side effects, a lot of nausea, a lot of gastrointestinal pain and discomfort. And so then if you can't take the drug, where do you go?
Yeah.
And this is where I've worked in an integrative arena for about 30 years. So obviously I'm conventionally trained, but I also have specialist qualification in integrative medicine. And working with women for many, many years, I've come across research-based nutritional ingredients which work absolutely magnificently in this arena. So we can help women with acne, with inappropriate hair growth, as Lala was describing, with hair loss, with weight gain, with improving insulin resistance, and also down-regulating the insulin's overdrive of the ovaries to stimulate the production of androgens, the male-based hormones. So all these components, as many as possible, get looked after by a very simple but a comprehensive integrative intervention.
Amazing.
Very nice results.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, once again, what is so, honestly, what has blown my mind, and we've just, because we've had these conversations on the phone, we don't know that this is what's going on. People listening to this are going to go, I identify with this to a certain extent. I maybe felt like my body wasn't doing what it's supposed to do. No one is here to help me. So first things first, it's about having this conversation, identifying what it is, which is why I asked you, is this an STD? Because that is, I think whenever people are like, it has something to do with like female health, you know what I mean? Anything to do with like the body. It's like, there must be something dodgy going on there, and it's really not the case. So first things first, we're having the conversation. There is nothing wrong with you, and we're here to help.
Correct.
And that is amazing. So here's what we need to know. Where can I now, if I'm now looking at this or listening to this podcast, I go, ooh, I can identify with all of these things. These symptoms sound kind of familiar. I've been struggling with this pretty much my whole life. Mm-hmm. Let me go speak to a professional. If I am diagnosed, where can I get the stuff? Where can I get the stuff?
Right. Well, we have started up a website, lifesource.org.za, and on the site you can find a lot of information, a lot of in-depth research on the condition, and then, of course, shop for the product that we have. It's been in development for just over a year. Obviously, I was taking it before, and how I was taking it, and what had happened was my uncle was like, all right, Lally, when I first told him I had this, after going through all these different doctors and all these different treatments that didn't work, and all these other natural supplements that I had tried and spent so much money on,
because
let's face it, herbs are not cheap, especially from a pharmacy or a health shop. So I was taking all this stuff, wasn't working, going to different doctors. I finally spoke to my uncle. I didn't think to talk to him at all about this because I trusted the doctors I had here.
And we do.
And we do.
But we do.
You spend a lot of money with him. And unfortunately, you know, some of the stuff that works for other patients might not work for you.
Yes, because we're not all the same.
We're not
all
the same.
Well, I mean, at least in terms of our internal makeup, not everybody responds. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
And PCOS is not a one-size-fits-all either. So, you know, after really just not getting any relief in any way from any of the doctors here, I called my uncle and I said, look, this is what I'm dealing with. And he couldn't believe it. He was like, oh, my goodness. I've seen so – over the past 35 years, I've seen so many patients that have this. So he said, well, look, I want you to go and get this herb, that amino acid, this mineral, blah, 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 and call me back in, you know, 6 weeks. And I scoured South Africa for a certain amount of these herbs and minerals, and I couldn't find them. So after trying to bring them in from overseas and them getting stopped at customs and not being able to bring them in, I could get them from overseas when I was traveling for work. And I realized after seeing such great results, and, you know, 6-8 weeks later, I was starting to lose the weight, my skin was clearing, and by 3-4 months, I'd lost the 9 kilos that I'd packed on. I'd, you know, had a new, fresh energy towards life, and my...
You were back in the room.
Yeah.
Back in the room.
My self-esteem had, you know, come back again. So I thought to myself, oh, goodness, you know, there's so many women who are suffering from this disorder that might not have an alternative if they're reacting badly.
Yes.
And that's all we're doing. We're just offering an alternative. Because there are some women that are doing great on what's offered conventionally. And then there are the women who, like us, aren't, that are struggling in many different ways. And just a quick side note, you might not be experiencing all the symptoms that we're mentioning. You don't have to experience all of them. When you're experiencing anything that's not conducive to your well-being, it's a sign. it's your body speaking.
Listen to your body. Listen to your body.
You know, I mean, if you've got a pain somewhere, it's your body speaking to you, you know? And yes, okay, maybe you've, you know, slept funny or you've done something, you know, you've eaten something wrong. But if it's a consistent pain or if it's a consistent concern, ladies, please, I'm urging you not to live with it.
Yeah.
It's not normal to not feel 100%, no matter what you think your body should feel like,
yeah,
because you've lived with your body your whole life. Every, as a human being, we're supposed to wake up with energy, and if you're not, there is an issue. Ladies, we look after everybody else, but it's time to look after ourselves.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that so much. All right, so we have all the information.
Indeed.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that we need. This is going to be so great, actually. Is there anything else anybody wants to add?
I guess it's a journey, and it's a journey that, as we've all discussed today, is so individual. And in my work, this is all about personalized medicine, this new approach. So integrative medicine is about so it's person specific and it's treatment specific. So for the vast majority of people, the supplement that we are offering as support to their PCOS journey, should work very, very nicely. But occasionally there may be just a little bit of adjusting or a little bit of a discussion that needs to happen. And that can happen by contacting us at the website. And either Lala or myself can give feedback and give added support and encouragement and acknowledgement. And as you know, so this works. This, we absolutely are dedicated, for this to work and to improve quality of life. And to have people enjoying the beauty that they're meant to enjoy.
Yes.
Because this is our birthright.
Yeah.
And we need to live our loveliness, you know, and live our joy. And it breaks my heart when I see women suffering so much so and having to take drugs that make them even worse.
Yeah.
That's not to say that, as Lali so correctly said, in many cases, some people do very well and improve, and that's great. And for those that don't, unfortunately, they get left by the wayside.
Mm.
So we need to...
we're offering an alternative.
We're offering a support.
That's great. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. And hey, also make sure that you follow us on Instagram at life.source. We'll be posting some tips to live with PCOS or any hormonal imbalances that you may have. Another side note, if you are also experiencing any of the symptoms that you've heard today, you're really experiencing perhaps acne as an adult or weight fluctuations or moodiness, it's usually based or comes down to our hormones.
Yeah.
And you can drop us a mail and, you know, let us know what you're feeling. And perhaps PCOS support can help you too. Everything in it is natural. It's safe with no side effects. So you're definitely in good hands.
In good hands.
Yeah.
But thank you for offering support. Thank you for being the faces of this. Thank you for being so honest. Thank you for sharing your journey. Thank you for collaborating. Thank you for coming from the same family.
Hey.
I mean, that was very convenient. And ladies, let's have this conversation. 100%. I mean, get in touch with us. We want to talk about it.
We need to talk about it.
We need
ladies.
To talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gents, talk about it too, because
yes,
you can get PCOS as well. Ha ha ha.
Oh, see, now that needs another episode, because I didn't know that. So that's like it's. I wasn't prepared for that, for this particular part of question and answer. But thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
For more ECR podcasts, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.